This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, good to be with you. Yeah, it is a new uni day. Split on the text page so far. A lot of people super psyched. A lot of people like, okay, we've been hyping this for a long time. Can we just drop them, please? I don't care about the video. I just want to see the uniforms. This is what they're supposed to do. They're marketing people. They're supposed to hype this stuff up, man.
Yeah, this is what the NFL excels at.
Yes.
Is turning otherwise, like previously almost not even thought about events into multi-week long events. The draft used to be done. Well, originally it was done on the commissioner's kitchen table. Then after that, they moved on into hotel conference rooms. Once they started televising it, they maybe put up like a podium at the hotel conference room. But it's turned into this traveling circus that it is now. So, this is including uniform unveilings.
I'm like counting down to the schedule release this year. You know what I mean? They haven't even given out. I haven't seen a firm date yet, but it feels like they've done it like the same Thursday of May for the last few years. They haven't started hyping that up yet, but I'm super amped for the schedule reveal this year.
What are the truly dead months still? Is it really because they turn the schedule release and a few other things in May?
June's the dead month.
Yeah.
June, you can tell June's a dead month because that's when all the NFL people take their vacations. You know,
they take their vacations. The OTAs are over, so the players aren't around. So they're not even getting interviews with people. Nowadays, though, there are more interviews from podcasters and bloggers and athletes themselves putting stuff out on social media.
Yeah.
So something comes along in June. The only place where the NFL really hasn't held up its end of the bargain is that arrests are as low as they've ever been.
Yeah.
You used to rely on some, you used to get some drama in June and July, especially when guys had time on their hands. But now, you know, mostly I think just because of social media and the way the world works and everything, people don't go out as much as they used to. So
right.
They're not bumping into other people and getting in fights or car accidents as much as they used to.
Yep.
And B, everybody's super, super careful because everything can show up on video. There's surveillance cameras everywhere on every single person.
That's right.
If you're a pro athlete, there's a surveillance video camera on every single person.
Right now.
And yeah, so guys have to, your conscience, the old, like your conscience is what you do when nobody's watching.
Yeah.
Somebody's always watching.
I know.
Always.
Yes.
Always.
Yep.
Always.
Yep.
So
it's
their
true.
Conscience, everybody's conscience is impeccable because somebody is always watching.
It's true. So yesterday, God, I'm so glad we have CJ Stroud. Yesterday, Zach Wilson, number two overall pick, quarterback, 2 years before the Texans took CJ Stroud, was traded. So finally, Seth, we can say that of the five quarterbacks taken in the top 15 3 years ago, because they've all had three seasons now, the only one that's still with his current team. Forget about get his fifth-year option exercise. Forget about be the starter in year three. The only one that's still with his team is Trevor Lawrence, the number one overall pick.
Yeah, yeah.
The other four have all been moved now. Zach Wilson traded, if you missed it, traded yesterday to the Denver Broncos for basically a 6-7 pick swap. That's like the lowest version of a trade of a player that you can have is like, all right, we're going to trade him and a seventh for a sixth.
That's the whole, like, in some way, shape, or form, allow me to save some face somehow.
Yeah. Well,
we're just not giving him to you. Give us something, yeah.
And the Jets had to pay part of his salary, too, so it's like an even lower level of a trade. I don't know. Like, so Zach Wilson moved to the Broncos yesterday. Yeah. And just to summarize, Trey Lance, of course, is on the Cowboys. He was drafted by the Niners. Justin Fields, it's been very well documented, is now a Steeler. And Mac Jones is now a Jacksonville Jaguar. So these guys are all backups now on other teams, with teams trying to salvage whatever it is the league saw in them coming in a few years ago.
And I'll just say one thing about Zach Wilson leaving the Jets. It is funny, like, in talking to Jets fans, Robert Saleh gets, like, zero benefit of the doubt from Jets fans because of everything that happened before Robert Saleh got there. But it's not like he chose Robert Saleh. That's not his choice.
Right.
And yet, they ended up... It's not like Robert Saleh chose Zach Wilson. Excuse me. It's not like it was Robert Saleh's choice. And I thought that, honestly, the performance of Jets... To actually win as many games as they did last year with a combination of those haphazard quarterbacks, I thought was actually pretty impressive by the Jets.
7-10, I think, right?
Yeah. Like, nobody... This guy's awful. The performance Zach Wilson had versus the Texans... is one of the things that freaks me out the most. Yeah. It was the best performance of his career.
Yep.
I feel like this is obviously going to be a make it or break it year for Robert Saleh, but good riddance, Zach Wilson.
Yeah. I guess this is where Thursday night, this is where it comes in for me, because I almost think there's, like, in looking at the five quarterbacks now from that draft in 2021, which if we were to go back and watch, I'm sure everybody's gushing that night about, oh, Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence. Of course, Trevor Lawrence is going to be given all sorts of rope because he was the number one overall pick. And he's actually performed well at times, got a team to the playoffs. So I'm not trying to lump Trevor Lawrence in with these other four guys. But Trevor Lawrence, I think, 3 years in, has probably, if I had to skew towards disappointment or on his way, like, probably slightly towards the side of disappointment right now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he got to the playoffs on a 9-8 team, won a playoff game, and then last year they just had a monumental collapse that allowed the Texans to win the division. So, but he's going to get a contract, I think. Like, he's not going anywhere. If you look at this draft class, like, I almost think there's parallels. Like, Trevor Lawrence, generational prospect, air quotes. Caleb Williams, generational prospect, air quotes. Zach Wilson is in the two hole right now, as we're going to hear later in the show. It looks like Jaden Daniels, like, all indications are he's going to Washington. You know, kind of late bloomer, you know, he's mobile kind of thing. Like, there's almost, like, Trey Lance project, Drake May project, you know.
Yeah.
Justin Fields transferred from an SEC school and then had some success. You know, maybe that's Bo Nix, transferred from Auburn, had some success at Oregon. And I've already drawn the parallel with Mac Jones and J.J. McCarthy. These are guys that are getting, you know, J.J. McCarthy is getting love. Why? Because he's a winner. You know, he won. You know, Mac Jones won a national championship at Alabama. Like, neither of them wow you with any, like, next-level physical traits, but they were drafted because they won a bunch of games, and then it turns out Mac Jones was a little, tennis circuit, hissy-fit baby boy.
I think the difference there, I would say, with J.J. McCarthy versus Mac Jones is I think there's much more of a sense with J.J. McCarthy that people look at the offense he was in and they say, well, look, he does, when given the opportunity, he does some really, really good stuff. But like that was an offense that, like, on second and 15, they were going to run the ball.
Yeah.
You know, like, they would just, then they'd get stuff. And then on third and long, J.J. McCarthy would do something. So I think with scouts, the question is always, all right, well, was it that Harbaugh didn't trust him to do that really cool stuff consistently, or was it just that Harbaugh runs an old school offense and that's the way it's going to be?
Yeah,
I thought with Mac Jones it was it was more of an engineered success that he had in college based on everybody around him.
Makes sense.
And JJ, there are a lot, that's the tough thing, all of this boils down to, especially these days, all the things you just don't know.
Yeah,
so like with all those guys that you just read off, Trevor Lawrence played in a simplistic offense, but that was awesome. Like, people had reservations about some of his actual physical ability, except he just had such a track record of success. Zach Wilson played behind an awesome offensive line and without playing against that genuinely good defenses. Trey Lance, raw as hell. Justin Fields, you know, went 11th for a reason. It wasn't like he was a slam dunk guarantee. So Yeah, I think all the guys in this class, other than Caleb Williams, like I feel like Caleb Williams is more naturally gifted, like more obviously naturally gifted as a passer than Trevor Lawrence was.
Yeah, I would say so too. Trevor Lawrence is, you know, he's a little unconventional. He's a little lanky. You know, he's got that kind of Osweiler windup kind of, right?
Yeah, he was almost at that borderline where people really don't like a 6'7" quarterback because of all of those issues like that. It's hard to be accurate. It's hard to have a quick release. All those things. Like he's like a tall 6'5", but he plays like he might as well be 6'7".
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people pointing out on the text page, Davis Mills is like one of the only one. Davis Mills and Trevor Lawrence, like those are the two that are still with their original teams. Because even the two guys that Davis Mills got drafted near, because it was the clump at the top of the draft that we just covered, and then it went a long time without any quarterbacks being picked. Like the rest of the first and almost the whole second round, and then bam, 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 in three picks it went Kyle Trask, Kellen Mond, and Davis Mills. Yeah, man. Davis Mills, second best quarterback in his draft. He's probably the third best quarterback in the draft class. No, like I would take Justin Fields still ahead of Davis Mills, but I think Davis Mills over Zach Wilson or Trey Lance or Mac Jones. Like Davis Mills is actually, they say he's done some things. Like he was on a couple bad Texan teams, but he's certainly he's a backup quarterback with a third round pick. Like he's probably hitting his target.
There's a less than zero chance that Jerry Jones thinks that Trey Lance is the next guy that he's going to pluck from anonymity and obscurity. Like, different than, obviously, Tony Romo or Dak Prescott, neither of those guys were high draft picks. Trey Lance was a very, very high draft pick, but people have largely given up on him because the very guy that traded up to get him has given up on him already. The 49, Kyle Shanahan had scrammed to this dude.
And that's the wildest thing to me about the Trey Lance journey is it's like it's not like it was some janky-ass team that decided to give up three firsts and move up and go get him. It was the guy who's widely viewed as the modern-day quarterback guru, the modern-day offensive guru.
I wanted nothing to do with Trey Lance simply because there is such a long list of quarterbacks who have played their best football under either Gary Kubiak or Kyle Shanahan. And like Brock Osweiler, for instance, we saw that here, you know, like that they get the most out of guys that otherwise other coaches just can't get anything out of. So if Kyle Shanahan can't do it, like why the hell do you think your football coach is going to do it?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Kyle Shanahan can't do it, but somehow his protege, Bobby Sloak, is going to do it? No, right. No, thank you.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Someone's asking when's the schedule release. It's usually like it's like last year it was May 11th. It's like it's usually on a Thursday, like the second week of May. And there's like last year was super boring because the whole schedule was noon Sunday starts. Like this year, the Texans could go to London. They could open against Kansas City. They could play Dallas on Thanksgiving. There's Christmas Day games. There's Black Friday games. Like it's going to be and the Texans are a widely, I think, desirable team. I think they're in the upper quartile of box office teams this year. You know what I mean? Like of teams that football fans want to watch. I think they're super intriguing.
I wonder. I'd like to get over to London for one of those games just to see if you're just to see what the actual fan reaction is to like the team that doesn't. I know the Jaguars are kind of like London's team, but it's still very spread out and everything. Mostly I just want to go to London and
sit in some pubs.
Bangers and mash and all that stuff. Yeah.
What are bangers?
I'm told that basically the city of London absorbs that game pretty much just like in Houston at any given time when there might be some huge event going on that's going to pack a stadium except you know nothing about it. Yeah, like some of the exhibition soccer games, for instance, they'll pack the stadium, but you're not even aware that it's going on. That's how Londoners treat the NFL over there. For the most part, people are unaware of it, but the diehard NFL fans are all there.
Oh, okay, so it's kind of like background noise. But the ones that get in the stadium are hardcore, right?
Right. But you know what it's like? It's like the Savannah Bananas. When the Savannah Bananas showed up and they sold out Minute Maid, and we were all like, what's this now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Apparently the Savannah Bananas are a huge deal, and I had no clue about it.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I think in the NFL, when the NFL comes to London, there's a lot of London folks who are like, oh, blimey, what the hell? It's a mate. We're all these superior, the superior breed of people here.
Any chance to hear Seth say oi, I'm here
oi.
For.
Yeah.
Yep.
Talking
yep.
about Americans That's over
it.
The Brits.
That's it, man. That's it.
Exported their finest. Anybody who could jump off that ship when they had the chance.
Someone wants to have a documentary crew follow you through the streets of London.
I'm going to dress like fat British people do, with a tiny tee on and like hard denim jeans way too tight, acting like...
Yes, let's do this. Let's do
Bollocks hanging out.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Again, quick reminder, because we may have not had people hear us yesterday or hear our boss on Friday, but we've got a lot of texts from people yesterday like, hey, you guys sound a whole lot better. The signal is a whole lot better. Like, yeah, if you're just kind of tuning in over the last couple of days or maybe just bumping back into the station, our tower is operating like maximum plus now. We were kind of knocked down for a little while there signal wise, but yeah, tell a friend, anybody who's or download the Odyssey app. That's always an easy way to kind of circumvent any signal issues, but yeah, we're happy to be back at full strength.
It took a little bit longer than we expected, and I called them up one day and I was like, hey, did you guys try turning it off and then turning it back
on? Right. You suggest I said control alt delete. Yeah,
that's have you tried
turning it on and off.
They got sick of that joke about by the eighth time.
Until it turned out that was the problem, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's all. That was one of my worst. One of my least favorite parts of any movie was Sling Blade, when Sling Blade tells the mechanic, have you tried filling it with gas? and the guy's like, look at that. Well, he just got a sense for engines. Yeah.
Old Carl.
Yeah, the crusty old auto mechanic, been doing this for 30 or 40 years, forgot the simplest of all explanations. Sure.
A life lesson right there for you from Sling Blade. Do sweat the small stuff sometimes. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Again, 10 a.m. uniform reveal, and then 10:01, they're selling them. Cal and Hannah in studio at 11 o'clock with John and Landry on In the Loop. All right, up next, headlines. Astros back at it today. How we feeling? Does one day off get us back to where we're like, okay, looking forward to baseball tonight? They play the Cubs. We'll get to that. They laid out the pitching matchups yesterday, so we'll get to that. Bunch of news around the NFL as we're only a couple days away from the draft. We'll get to some of the quarterback hype going on at the top of the hour.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.